Has there been research which has, you know, been carried out in looking into these deposit schemes, you know, and do they reduce waste in our oceans?
Yes, we've just recently analyzed a bunch of data that was collected by the Keep Australia Beautiful and Keep South Australia Beautiful, and they collected information on debris around our coastlines, and we looked at those data and compared the amount of containers that we see in states that have a container deposit legislation scheme and compared them to those that don't have a container deposit legislation scheme. And we found that when you implement a container deposit legislation where you impose a small deposit on bottles that gets returned when you bring the bottles back, when you have that legislation, we actually reduce the amount of containers on our coastlines by about 40%.
40%. So I would say that's a fairly effective return on basically what is some legislation.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very, very incredibly surprisingly high result we found.
And what's the impact on the oceans and having 40% less plastic waste in there?
So we're actually looking, the study that we monitored what was on the coastlines, not what actually managed to make its way into the ocean. So, but when we know, if there's less debris on the coastlines, we know that there should be then less debris that makes its way into the ocean, because that's one of the primary ways that waste gets into the ocean is through land, from the land originally. And we know that when debris is in the oceans, it has enormous impacts on wildlife. So things like sea turtles and seabirds, over 600 different species have been known to interact with plastic debris in the ocean. So that's a big impact on lots of different species. But also it has an impact on the economy. So a lot of people, when they're faced with very dirty beaches, they choose not to go to those places. And so that can have very large impacts on economies around the world.
Now, obviously, this scheme, Bits in South Australia, it returns bottles. But what about the lids? Now, how do we stop the lids getting into the oceans? Do we need a lids deposit scheme as well?
Well, that's a really good point. So one of the things that we looked at is we compared the number of bottles that we're getting to the coastlines as compared to the number of lids. And we used that as a measurement of how effective the scheme was at returning the bottles. And we found that, indeed, that it's a very effective scheme for getting bottles back, but not so much the lids. There are more lids on the coastlines as compared to bottles in states with container deposit legislation. So there are, you know, potentially you certainly could try to implement a return on the lids, or else you could mandate that the lids have to be returned with the containers. Education, I think, would be an effective way potentially of getting people to keep those bottles and lids together.
Now, there's a lot of states in this country that don't have a deposit scheme like this. Is there any movement at the moment that you're seeing?
Absolutely. It's actually really becoming quite, I guess, popular in Australia. So South Australia implemented a container deposit scheme in 1977. The Northern Territory followed in 2012. New South Wales has just recently implemented a scheme. It went into place at the very end of last year. And Western Australia, Queensland, and the ACT are all scheduled to implement legislation at sometime during this year.
Are we seeing similar moves around the world?
You know, we looked also at America, the United States, and what we found in the United States is that a lot of container deposit legislation has been stalled. There have been a few states that have proposed container deposit legislation over the last 10 years or so, but a lot of that's been stalled by opposition from the beverage container industry. But around the world, I think the plastic pollution problem is certainly becoming much more understood, much more well known. And there are things like plastic bag bans that are going in place, legislation against the microbeads in your facial products. And so there are lots of different types of actions that are being taken around the world. Africa, there's been a recent paper that came out about a number of new schemes in Africa to try to reduce plastic waste. So it's certainly not restricted to Australia or developed countries.
Okay, well, it sounds like positive news, but there's a lot of work to be done here in this
area. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.